Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Hi, everyone. This is Colleen with Daytime After Dark. And I am so excited to talk to this guest today because, heck, he is one of my favorites. Okay. So I got mad at him back in the day. But right now, folks, he is on top of his game. He made me cry when I thought he was dead. I had a hot potato, you guys. And you know, that was never possible back in the 90s because he was taking down Samson, Jason, and Sonny and calling Jason Anger Boy. Okay, and he's been on the Bay. He has a book coming out. He is an awesome actor and sexy. He should be, have been on the sexiest list of People magazine. And so let's see. Let's welcome the handsome and sexy Real Anders. Hey. Hello. Okay, got one. Okay, hold on, people. Okay, so we also be there in a minute. So I'm waiting on him, and he has about 20 minutes today. So I'm waiting on him. So I'm waiting on him. So, yes. So tomorrow, oh, I think he's here. Okay, let's welcome the sexiest guy in daytime. One of the sexiest, because I don't want Mo Steve to get mad at me. In daytime, you know I love him. Well, I didn't love him in the 90s because he was going after my guide. But now I love him. And I cried when I thought he died. So, Carly does have a heart. Let's welcome Real Anders to the show. Hi.
Hey, what's up, champion?
Nothing much. I am so happy I got you back on the show, even though I had to beg you and bug you all these months, which I would do over again. I'm so happy that Tego didn't die. I knew you were not dead, by the way. Everyone said, he's not coming back. He's dead. And I'm like, no. Someone's hiding him out. Someone knows, and he will be back. And people thought I was crazy for that.
Well, you knew something that I didn't know, because when they killed me, I thought I was dead, so.
Well, I just, okay, I've been following soap for like, since I was 8. So, the last scene that you had was Mo, Sunny, and how you guys have grown in your relationship before you died by you asking him, and you really didn't want to ask him, but you had not. So, if they ask him to watch out for Trina, and he said, of course, Trina's the best. She's always there for Jocelyn. See, I remember every line you guys say. And you said, thank you. And then when Trina, you know, was going to get you the snack, and they pronounced you dead, and Steve and Mo were, like, waiting outside, I knew. I thought they were in on it. I didn't know that Epiphany knew, Zoda knew. I didn't know that. I was thinking Sunny and Jason got you into one of the safe houses. That's what I thought. So I was wrong a little, but I am so happy you're back because General Hospital is where you belong, is where you sign real. You are like amazing right now. You are kicking ass, taking names, and you're being really nice to Sunny and Jason, so thank you. And when you film the scene with Mo and you're staying at next door Kate's house, so you know Sunny was protecting you. Oh, he is still. And you came in and you asked, you know, did you have milk or sugar? I thought that was a classic funny line between you two. And I was wondering, so was that ad-lib or was that already in the script?
No, that one we got to give credit to the writers for, but we did have some ad-libs around that line, but they didn't make it in. And but yeah, it was fun. You know, me and Maurice are always up to no good in a good way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you two are doing great. And I mean, I talked to you, person that took over for you for a couple of days, and he had nothing but nice things to say about you. So I just want you to know that. But right now, Sunny, we think, is dead. We don't know. I mean, I know he's not. The fans know, but everyone in Posada knows. Okay, if you turn to stand up, Taggart, and take down Cyrus before he hurts anyone else. Okay, because this guy, you did the right thing back, way back, putting him in jail. You guys, even though the evidence, you kind of, I don't know what you call it, lied about, but it was for the good of the person. It was good for the human, you know, body. And I just think that you did the right thing. Yeah. I never would have said that Tigger was doing the right thing in the 90s. But now I love you. I'm in love with you on the show. You are doing so good. And I don't want you with Jordan. People are saying, who should Tigger's love interest be? And I really do think you should go back to Posa. But the remainers is Trina Willie, your doll. You posted that today. And I'm not quite sure about it. I keep going between you and Curtis because I know it could be either one of you, and I know you cannot tell me because I don't want you fired because I love you on there, so I know you cannot tell me. But whatever happens, I love your interaction that you have with Trina. I love the interaction you guys had when you first came back and you kind of, you know, gave Kim another talking to. And she's like, Dad, stop it. You know, like a dad would be. And I just think that you have grown, Tigger has grown into such a great character now. It makes me want to feel for you. And, you know, I want you to take numbers and people down, except for Sunny and Jason. You can take down, you know, Cyrus. You know, you could take down Billy and Jerome. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure of that. And I know we have limited time, so I have a couple more questions before I bring on David and Bobby. My question is, you have a new book coming out, and I am so excited to read it. So where can the fans get it, and what is the book about?
Yeah, well, the book's about my life and how to, you know, conquer challenges, and it's, you know, a book about my life, but helping people to be able to be successful and, you know, stuff like that. I was just talking with my editor. I believe we're going to, our goal is to launch it for May, because that's Mental Wellness Month. And what they can do, the best thing they can do is go to my website, railandrews.com, and they can I have 3 tips for success there. It's free. When they get that, they'll opt in, and I will have their information, and they'll be the first to hear about when I launch. I haven't put it up yet, but have I had it up yet? I don't believe it's up yet, but I will have a place where they can get on the wait list, but it's not up yet. So the best thing is to do that right now.
And before I bring on the boys, because the Nadia may get, but I wanted to let you know, you podcast that you're having, I've been listening to it, and it's so good for the soul. It is so good, and I loved how you had Steve and Mal already on your podcast, and you were also on the State of Mind with Mal. And I just want to thank you for bringing mental health into the front both of everyone, especially with this COVID-19, where I think it's going to make a lot of people have PTSD after we are all done with this. I think it's going to cause more PTSD in people. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel kind of anxious sometimes because I've been in my apartment so long. So, yeah, I just wanted to thank you for bringing that to the front for people. And it's not something to be ashamed of. And I just want to thank you on that. And I'm so glad your cancer is gone. Well, I read that your cancer is gone, so I hope I'm saying that right, because I read that off somewhere, and you never know on these sites. So, yeah, I'm just so happy that you're back on the AIDS, and I cannot wait to read your book. And if you put it on Amazon, I will probably buy 20 copies for you. See, I was a little overboard. And so I want to bring on the boys, because I know you have limited time. So, David, you're on the air.
Hi, Will. How you doing?
Good, David. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Glad to be. I knew you was alive. I was one person that you was alive. Get to be back on the hospital. Was like being back on there for a while.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I agree, Joe. And how's your health doing? How you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, my health's doing great, David. Thanks for asking. I feel like I'm 18. You know, I'm cancer-free. You know, I was running up and down the stairs again today. I haven't done that for a while. which I missed. But yeah, I feel good, brother.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How about you?
I'm doing good too. I'm COVID P negative. I'm negative, tested negative for COVID. I'm doing good down here in Florida. Well, I'm crazy with this storms and floods we have in the last few weeks. But I'm doing good though. Can't complain. So I'm hanging there. But it's good to have you on the show though. You have to come back. It's really good though. Because I'm big fan of yours.
Thank you. Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up. And I got some big stuff. I can't really say anything right now, but I'll be able to say something actually probably next week, I'm thinking. But I got some other fires going on right now.
Awesome. Okay.
Did
you have anything else?
The other one, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, and so let's see. Let's go, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Real. How you doing this afternoon, man?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I do remember when you was on Days of Our Lives when you played Jade's troubled dad back
correct.
On there.
That's right.
And I just really miss not only the actresses that played Jade, but in general you on that show. But I'm glad you managed to have a reasonable daughter than one that was causing trouble on Days on General Hospital as far as Trina is concerned.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever happened to that girl, you know? I don't know.
All I do remember is the first actress that played Jade was dating Joey for a while, and I think they're still dating. And she did a Lifetime movie with Danica McCurry from who is in the Hallmark Channel movies and was on the Wonder Years as Weenie for many years. That's the last I remember of the first one. The other one I don't remember, but now that I look at the this right now, I do remember years ago Cindy was in a Lifetime movie of her own when which she became a star herself with the Gabby Douglas story.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think there's more to come, and hopefully once we get past everything, barring any more political interruptions from Washington or from either Trump or Biden in the next couple of weeks, we'll be on schedule to just get back to regular shows until at least July 4th or whenever the next day period that they would preempt, depending on how ABC will run the NBA playoffs as far as if they want to air an afternoon game during the weekday or not, like they did with baseball over last fall.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy right now. Everything's all messed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to get back, man. We're going to be good. It's all good. It's just, you know, it's just challenges that we got to work through, and they make us who we are, you know?
Yes, exactly. I'm just glad that I haven't watched today's episode, but I'm glad that we got today's episode that would have been yesterday's episode on today because we had our governor. We had actually a health official for the state of North Carolina on at 2:00, and luckily in my area, unlike western parts of North Carolina, going towards Atlanta and Nashville, they don't have the General Hospital aired at 3 in the same markets that were in New York, Philadelphia, and Houston, and the other markets there at 3.
Right.
So we were lucky.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say keep up the good work, and hopefully if they can just possibly pair you with Portia, that'd be great because Brooke is a great actress, and you kind of just was maybe two decades off from actually hanging out with her back during your NBC days because she was on Passions and you was on Days for a while, and you were just two decades off. I'm surprised Because if it had been two decades ago, you two probably had known each other right away.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I look forward to, you know, I was a little bummed that I didn't get to do those scenes I was counting on. You know, you know, Asante did a great job, and I'm grateful he was able to fill in. But I'm looking forward to future scenes with her so I can see how the chemistry works and everything, right?
All right. Well, you're in my prayers, man, because of the cancer scare you got, and that's all we can hope for these days is to pray, because I know that there have been several stars on General Hospital and the other soaps that have had COVID scares, and to hear about your cancer scare was really, really shocked, but I understand what's going on. And like you said, it was great to have the actor that substitute for you for a while. And I'm just glad that you're back on the show.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
So, Bill, yeah, we would like to have you back on when your book comes out. So would you please come back after I read the book? I'm sure I'm going to have plenty of questions for you.
Okay. Sounds good, honey. I appreciate you guys. You have
okay,
a great day.
Thank you. And kick some butt on Zeno Hospital.
Okay.
For us. Okay. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one. Carly, that was a great interview, as always.
Well, I thought he could
I'm sorry that Nadia could join us.
You know, I thought he was staying for the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
But he only had 20 minutes, so I can do what I can do, I mean, I'm trying the best I can, it's just been like a crazy time for us at Daytime After Dog lately, and.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting guest after guest, and I'm very thankful for that. And tomorrow we have Porter on at noon, West Coast time, 3 o'clock YouTube time, 2 o'clock Megan's time, and Nadia couldn't make it because she's how to take her lab top into Apple, and you know what a pain that is.
What?
I don't know what you mean, because...
Yeah,
I'm going to try, once this pandemic is over with, to get my laptop fixed so it can end up getting me a mic so I can be able to do Zoom chats and also video conference calls and also... also watch movies on there.
Well, yeah, and I'm enjoying interviews sections because it's been so much fun. It's been so much fun for us, and I'm enjoying every interview, and this weekend is the weekend I have to get caught up with those, and then on Sunday, I have to go to the hospital. Don't worry, I'm not sick, but I'm getting the first vaccine because, you know, I have mind is flying out. What?
Pre-condition
or whatever. And so my doctor wanted me to do it. So on Sunday, I go in for the first dose. And then on the 14th, I go back for the second dose. And I'm pretty little nervous about it because not the needle that scares me, you guys. I just hope I don't get any effects from it. But, you guys, it's really important to get vaccinated with this. I mean, no one wants this. No one asked for this, you know. And I just want to say before we go, you know, yesterday was a great day for America. Great day for our country.
Celebration.
You know, to get him impeached not once, but twice in the same, you know, in the same year, I don't know. It made me happy. I know it's going to make me happy. But it did. It just made me have goosebumps all over. And I hope you guys don't think I'm a horrible person for that. But after everything he's done to us, and he did call it. You guys, he did. He didn't tell the people. Yeah, he told the people to go home. But in the same breath, he told us, oh, the election got stolen from him. No, it's bull crap, you know. And I just want to say to everyone out there, I know you probably feel like this is like we've been in a never-ending cycle of COVID-19. And at the end of the month, it will feel like we've been in this for a year. But I am so glad that it's almost over. And, I mean, it's not over by a long shot, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And also, I want to say tonight on TV, there's a new so-called, on ABC, after Celebrity Real Person, it's called The Class. A cast or something, and Sarah Haynes from The View is the host. And you know how I love my game shows, you guys. I love my game shows. My dream is to be on one of them.
You mean The Chase? The Chase.
What?
The Chase. It's called Chase.
I like it. I missed it last week. So
it's not really good.
You know, looking, and also Tola Bella's on this week. And also, I love Tola Bella's. And I have so much to catch up with this weekend. And remember, this is the holiday weekend, you guys. Because I believe this is Martin Luther King.
King Day on Monday.
Yeah, 15th.
So please just, you know, and we don't have a show on Monday. So, yeah, but we have one tomorrow, and I don't want to lose my voice. But just remember, everyone, to stay healthy and stay safe. And have a good rest of your Thursday, and we will be back tomorrow.
Okay, have a good one. Good night. Goodbye, David.
Okay.
Goodbye, Carly.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.